This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A rocket attack in Iraq late Monday near the Erbil airport and a nearby base housing U.S. troops killed one foreign civilian contractor and injured at least five other people, including a U.S. service member. This news comes from the U.S. coalition in Iraq and officials in the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region. A group called Saraya Alia al-Dam claimed responsibility for the attack. It was the most violent assault on U.S.-led forces in Iraq for almost a year. Tensions have escalated between militias aligned with Iran on one side and U.S. forces and their Iraqi and Kurdish allies on the other side. On Monday, authorities said about three rockets fell in an area between the airport and the base. Two other rockets were reported to have struck civilian neighborhoods, wounding several people. The Iraqi president tweeted that the attack marked, quote, a dangerous escalation and a criminal terrorist attack. The prime minister of the autonomous Kurdish region condemned the attack, quote, in the strongest terms. Coalition officials said it's unclear if the military base housing U.S. troops was the target of the attack, but the group claiming responsibility said it targeted the base over the so-called American occupation in Iraq. The African nation of Chad will send 1,200 troops to combat jihadists in a flashpoint Sahel border zone, according to its president. A group of African nations in France are holding talks against insurgencies raging in the Sahel, which, according to the UN, have killed thousands and displaced more than 2 million. The talks include Burkina Faso, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, and France, all holding talks on the future of their campaign. The troops will be deployed to the Flashpoint 3 border zone between Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso. This is VOA News. In a historic move, the World Trade Organization has chosen the first woman and first African to lead the organization. Nigerian economist Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala was named Director General of the WTO on Monday by representatives of the 164 countries that make up the organization. Okonjo-Iweala said during an online news conference Monday that she was eager to begin the work of reforming the organization and modernizing the rules to bring them up to 21st century issues. She said one of her key priorities is to focus on the issue of COVID-19, including working with COVAX and ACT accelerator facilities to speed up supplies and vaccines to poor countries. Okonjo-Iweala's selection as WTO chief was held up for many months because former U.S. President Donald Trump did not back her. He argued she lacked direct trade experience compared to other candidates. The Biden administration dropped that U.S. objection. NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg said Monday that Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan need to do more to meet the terms of a 2020 peace deal with the United States to allow for all international forces to leave the country by a May deadline. Stoltenberg spoke to reporters in Brussels ahead of a meeting later this week of allied defense ministers. There, they will discuss the future of a NATO presence in Afghanistan. The NATO chief cautioned against staging an abrupt foreign troop withdrawal, saying it could turn Afghanistan into a haven once again for international terrorists. Indian police have arrested a 22-year-old climate activist for sharing a so-called toolkit for farmers protesting controversial new agriculture laws. Police over the weekend took Disha Ravi, the founder of India's branch of Fridays for Future, that's a climate movement started by Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, from her home, this is Ravi once again, in Bangalore to the capital, New Delhi. Officers said the arrest was part of an investigation into how protesters for farmers' rights breached the historic Red Fort in Delhi late last month. The police said the toolkit, a document with resources on how to support protesting farmers, was full of misinformation. They did not, however, specify the charges against Ravi, calling her a key conspirator in the document's formulation and dissemination. This according to Reuters news agency. Ravi's arrest was met with protests and condemnation from politicians and activists on Monday, and it comes as the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi faces allegations that it is suppressing dissent. That's a charge the government denies. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.